Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is visiting with a Mays County Cowboy. Beautiful place in the Cherokee Nation in Oklahoma. Coleman Proctor, 9-time qualifier for the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo as a header in a team roping event. Hello, Coleman. Welcome to the show.
Hey, glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's good to have you. You know, I've watched you. We've been acquainted in our sport of hellos and goodbyes and media rooms, but it's fun to watch you at the end of Indian National Finals Rodeo and here at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. You have uncanny speed with a rope in your hand. How did you develop that?
Well, I couldn't run very fast, so I learned to swing a rope at a young age, and I don't know, it's just something that God's blessed me with, and luckily I've had some great people that have taught me along the way. Speed Williams taught me how to be a lot more efficient with it, and I think that's really proved to be my strength as I've gotten older.
Horsepower. I mean, the spirit of the horse lives in Indian country or not Indian country, and there are some amazing horses here. Tell us about your horsepower and anything that you do to enhance your ability with that.
You know, I have Heisman, and he's an amazing athlete, and he's been great for me in all these short setups, and he kind of keeps an old guy like me really, really relevant. He scores great. He gets across the line really fast. It allows me to get in position quick. He's easy. He's short strided, so he's easy to get my rope going on, and when I get a hold of the steer, he really moves him well and finishes really great. He's really a weapon here at the Thomas and Mack. Biggest thing that I have for him out here is all week is he has his own personal groom. I send out Tiffany Wagner, and she babies him and takes care of him. She tends to his every need. He's been getting therapy each and every day, just making sure he's feeling his absolute best. I don't win unless he's feeling great, unless he's able to do his job. He's the one that makes me who I am, so he gets a lot of extra care.
Well, you know, I don't know that people realize if you're running in Indianapolis 500, you want the very best car in the horses. The horsepower is a little different, but it's the same.
Yeah, and it requires a great pit crew. You know, that's exactly what I have Tiff here for. She takes care of him to the top. I mean, she's out here first thing in the morning. She's out here all day with him. So he'll get rode in the arena. She takes him through all of our drills and makes sure he feels as comfortable as he can. You know, he's kind of a veteran here at the finals himself. He's been coming with me since 2015. So, you know, almost all of my trips, he's been here with me. So, you know, he kind of knows the drill, but it's also about keeping him feeling good and keeping him freed up and ready to perform each night.
Well, it sounds to me like he might be getting treated a little more kindly than you in Las Vegas.
I'll be honest, I'm really busy and I run around a lot. And I've got a lot of engagements and a lot of great people that have stood behind me that asked me to be there to help them throughout the day. So I'm very busy. And so he gets a lot more pampering than I do, but that's okay because he deserves it. It kind of lets me compartmentalize and put the rodeo in its time slot. And that's, you know, to not make it too much of a big deal and to be ready each night. You know, every rodeo we go to, I get about an hour and a half of getting ready anyway. So that's about what's required out here. And by the time I get done doing our Purina show on the steps of the Thomas and Mack every night, you know, it's about an hour and a half I have to get ready. So, you know, it works out really good for me. Now, I'm not saying it works for everybody, but for me, I enjoy the fact that I can't stew around on a bad run all night, and I also can't over be excitedly going crazy all day after a win last night. It helps keep me right in the middle where I need to be to perform my best.
That's a very intelligent approach. It's all in perspective and attitude. Speaking of that, is there anything that you could share with our listeners that could help them be at the top of their game and maybe like one of the fastest roping guys in their game, whatever that might be, like you are?
I always like to say, just find your passion. When you find what you're passionate about, you chase it with everything you got, because if you're passionate about it, then all of a sudden working a little extra, going a little further, going the extra mile, it's not a big deal, and you enjoy doing it, you know, enjoy the process of it. I think anybody out there that's wanting to be a roper, you know, you just focus on, there's a simple set of basics, and then you prepare as best you can. For me, it's all about keeping my first swing online so that I can be throwing darts at his head and not having to heave a baseball. So, you know, that's been a big thing for me most of my career that's helped me get here. I think as I prepare for a place like Vegas, it's a very easy place to get discouraged. It's a very easy place to kind of want to scrap your game plan that you've been making for a month. You know, we've been preparing for a full month. We've run 100 almost every day the month of November, so we've been getting ready for this. We're as prepared as we can possibly be, and so now it's just the comfort and the fact that, you know what, our creator, it's already written, and so I'm just going to sit back, enjoy the ride, and be focused every night.
That's words of our champion, a true veteran and talented cowboy, Cherokee Coleman Proctor from Oklahoma. Coleman, thank you for your time, your talent. God bless you, partner.
Thank you guys for having me.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One. The Native American Radio Service.